model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
Who needs a short-term memory when you have chat? It saves you. You can use your mental processing for banter potential. Like, I still have, as of yet, not been linked to the Subway commercial that says, now my friends call me Bones. Chat reminder, seven seals is good. Chat reminder, wrong. Bad item. This is why we need another verified streamer to be here. So that they can confirm or deny. If you can't store things in short-term memory, you can't transfer them to long-term memory, though. Like, it was, much to your surprise, wasn't an opportunity, really, to get into a debate about neuroscience, of which I'm sure neither of us, you know, we've both discussed this so many times in the past that I don't want to dredge up all that stuff, the primary literature and so on and so forth. I was mostly just trying to make a joke as well. All right. I'll discuss that with the neurologist we have on retainer, and then I'll get back to you at your leisure, if you could just let me know. Do you think Subway is the best fast food sandwich place? I don't, but it's the most prominent, and you know, quantity has a certain quality of its own. Like, if I'm eating at a fast food chain restaurant, most of the time it's out of convenience to begin with. So having a location that's close by or close to other things that I'm, you know, already require my attention on that day is pretty advantageous. But there's a real dearth of choices here. Just like a couple of Quiznos. And Subway still kind of like rules the landscape. Despite the fact that usually when I, like, go to one, I'm, like, the only person in it. Which is probably not a great sign, but it's one of the things that I like about the restaurant, to be honest with you, is that you very rarely have to wait in line. You pretty much, you know, as soon as you go in, it's like usually there's, like, one staff member at the Subways here, and they're hanging out in the back room. And then as soon as you walk in, they, like, put on the gloves and they're like, what'll you have? It's very convenient, at least. But I'm like, I'll go to bat for Subway. You know, we've buried the hatchet. The Canadian legal system had its way in court. I believe the appeals process is still playing out. And now I've gone back to Subway, and there's just something, like, I just like eating a huge sandwich. Even though it's not the best quality. Something about eating a huge sandwich is always I was going to say it's always a turn on. That's quite the opposite. Imagine it's not the most seductive food to eat, especially if you follow up with a side of potato chips afterwards. But yo, Ko's going to play Isaac tonight. What can I say? I did my best to anti-sell the game. I did my best to be like, oh, you don't want to play this. It takes a billion hours just to understand what's happening at all, and chat's gonna yell at you. And then some people, they just, you know, they desire that challenge. But in all seriousness, that's funny. That'll be fun to watch. I mean, he's played like 100 and something hours. Like, that's more than a little. That's enough to have a pretty foundational knowledge. They removed all the cheese options at our Subway in Australia, and it sucks. There's pretty inelastic demand for Subway, I think. Like, here, they don't even ask you what kind of cheese, right? They just go, do you want cheese? And you could specifically ask for orange or yellow. Or orange or white, I should say. And I'm like, man, come on. Let's not kid ourselves. Which one of them is not dyed? Because the rest of them are... They're exactly the same flavor, I think. Just give me the one that doesn't have the food coloring in it. But Subway doesn't have to be good for me to eat it. because they're the only chain that's nearby that will sell you a foot of sandwiches. It's like a drug dealer. No, every other place is like, you want to buy a sandwich, it's the same price, and then it's just like, you know, it's just like it's a little wee sandwich. I like the Italian sub style. If we ever get any competition, then they're going to be in trouble, but for now, that's not a problem for them, apparently. You're never going to hear me say that, like, you got to try it, it's the most delicious sandwich you'll ever eat in your life. What you will hear me say is, like, there are times when your body might crave, against its own best interests, 11.8 inches of bread plus Italian cold cuts. And, you know, it'll really hit the spot in that situation. For a dollar, name an actor. Chad Michael Murray. How about that? He's done it. Chad Michael Murray hasn't been anything since 1999. False. He was in House of Wax, starring Paris Hilton and Jared Padalecki in the year 2004. Who? I was thinking of the other day about that show, The OC. Oh, The OC was like the most popular show in 10th and 11th grade in my high school. And I was like, I don't know if anybody from that show has worked in the last 10 years. Misha Burden, she was like the next It girl. Adam Brody was like that guy who was like, he's a little nerdy. He's still like more handsome than anybody you've ever seen in real life, but he's like a little nerdy. So he's like, you know, he's relatable. And then there was the other, like the main character guy. And I'm like, I don't even know what happened to him. I don't think I've seen him in anything outside of The OC ever. The only actor from it that I think has like a pedigree is Peter Gallagher, who played the main guy's dad. Oh yeah, never mind. He's like the main character in Gotham. Well, he's the main actor. My mistake. I knew he looked familiar. But is the dad, Peter Gallagher. Peter Gallagher was the bad guy in Mr. Deeds. And then also played the king of real estate in American Beauty. That's all I got. That's all I got. Wasn't he the bad husband in The Good Wife? No, excuse me, that's Chris Noth, who played Mr. Big. Don't question me on any trivia related to Chris Noth. I'm very familiar with his entire oeuvre, including Sex and the City and The Good Wife. Whatever happened to the main dude from Heroes? Oh, do you mean the horn-rimmed glasses man? Mr. Horn-rimmed Glasses? I've never seen a single episode of Heroes, by the way. I know that it stars Hayden Panettiere. I missed, like, all the TV from that era. I watched one season of Lost, and then, like, everything else from that era, I never touched it, I think. Never watched Prison Break, never saw a single episode, I think, of Grey's Anatomy. Trying to think of what else was even popular from that era. I don't know. Never watched 24. Never watched Fringe. I've seen a season or two of House. I'll give you that one. I did watch some House. I watched a season and a half of The Walking Dead, also known as Herschel's Farm Simulator 2011. What about Everyday Italian? If I was home alone, maybe. That's true. I watched 3 seasons of Dexter. Maybe even 4. Because I washed out after the season. No, okay, I didn't see the whole season that has John Lithgow as the bad guy. Like, season 1 was the ice truck killer. Season 2 was Lila. Season 3 was that the Trinity killer? I can't remember. Spoilers. 3 is the best one to watch. That's the 4th. Okay, so I watched... Oh, the 3rd one is the one with Bail Organa, right? Isn't it? With Jimmy Smits? Yeah, 3 was the one where, like, people do not like it. I thought it was okay, but I was also, I don't know, I was like 20. So it's a long time ago. Yeah. Torn photo. Look at this graph. Will you watch the new season of Dexter? I don't think so, man. Like, I just... I'm a big proponent of, like, letting something die when it sucks. If it's still good, and then, like, I think Better Call Saul is a great example, right? Breaking Bad ended pretty strong. The show still had, like, its pedigree. You're like, you know what? give me a chance to check out Better Call Saul. It comes out and it's amazing. You're like, this is fantastic. But then a show that basically like wears out its welcome and then it's coming back. I'm like, you had your chance. I don't know why I would start becoming a believer in the Dexter mythos now. But I could be proven wrong. I'm not saying it's gonna suck necessarily. Like, if anything, I would be surprised if it wasn't half decent because they have such a huge like chip on their shoulder, I imagine, from how people feel about the ending of the original run. But I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, just let it die. Like, I know, and the counter argument is people are gonna be like, what about the Marvel stuff? Well, they haven't really like royally screwed up yet, in my opinion. They got most of their screw-ups out at the beginning when they were still figuring out, like, what the heck was going on. And they're like, I don't know, what about, like, an Ed Norton Hulk movie? And you're like, not so much. And then you're like, okay, what about, like, it's Thor, but it's Shakespearean? And then people are like, they haven't screwed up anything as bad as the last season of Dexter was received in a long time. So I think that Marvel's, they still got like a little bit of a leash for sure. I would still give them a little bit of a leash. Now, I've never seen Law and Order, but it does have like the best theme song of any show in history. I still, if they ever make a Repentance 2, you're absolutely right. That's the next thing that they need to add to the game, is the ability, like, at a casino to just drop all your money into the slot machine and say, like, go nuts. Don't stop till you're numb. But I was thinking about it the other day. Like, I previously have said, you know, I mean, like, that I don't understand gambling. But I've been thinking about it more after watching, like, Chib's Crazy Time stream. And I'm actually starting to think that, like, I wonder if... Hear me out here. You're going to have to give me a second to dig myself through the weeds. I wonder if gambling is actually, like, one of the scariest vices of all of the vices. Because, like, you know, if you're gluttonous, you eat, and then eventually, like, you're kind of full. And then if you eat more, you feel sick, and maybe you throw up. You know, if you drink too much, you hit almost, like, a self-limiting point sometimes where you're like, I physically, like, can't drink anymore. Either you pass out or you, like... You know, you throw up, you know, like the body rejects it. But with gambling, like, there's nothing like that, right? Until you just, like, literally run out of money. Like, there's no physical or physiological limitation that's like, you know, hey, you can't have any more tonight. You can literally, as long as you have, like, you know, your wallet on you, you can always take it a little, like, one step further, right? That's scary. I think I'm starting to understand its seductive power. I mean, yeah, your wallet is a limitation, but I think, like, most people would probably, you know, say that it sucks more to go completely broke than it does to, like, have a hangover. You know what I mean? In terms of, like, the damage that it can do to your life, obviously, like, they can all destroy your life, but that seems like one of the ones that can really mess it up. I'm starting to understand. Chib has illuminated a new world for me. I think people notice their own luck. That was not lucky, by the way. That was due. It's a different story. People notice their own luck a lot less often than they notice other people's. I mean, like, it's my fault, I guess, in the first place for expecting to get a trinket. I took it for granted, you know? Pushed you too far. Took you for granted. Thought that you needed me more. Name the song. We're rat jamming, but nobody's naming it. For a dollar? No, it's called Boys Don't Cry. It's by The Cure. There you go. Wambleton got it. Whether you believe or you don't, you're right. You ever hear that? Name that song. It's not. It's Fit or Happier by Radiohead off of OK Computer. How many Beck coins you got in your wallet? You invested in Dogecoin, you little shit? It's a good voice. It makes me laugh just to think about it. The only thing that can make me laugh like that, just imagining it, is that voice, and then also remembering what Justin's old pharmacist is named. And it's very immature, but it gets me every time. Even just thinking about it right now, I gotta be honest, it got me a little bit. What's his name? You can find it yourself. I don't want to repeat it. but it's really good. It's a great name. His name's so funny, doesn't say the name. I'm just saying, you're spending some time complaining when instead you could just be Googling HC Justin pharmacist name, and it would probably, like, it would probably pop up, is my guess. Yeah, it does pop up. Look, yeah, it's on the news. You don't watch the news? Oh, I'm too busy waiting for the new episode of One Piece. Oh, then you got nobody to blame but yourself, man. Oh, you haven't read the one sheets today? Random shade at One Piece. It's not random. When did your Twitter handle change? Yo! Did they roll me over? I heard some scuttlebutt from the folks at Blue Check headquarters that I might be getting my official at instead of Northern Lion LP. Oh my god. It's finally happened. Although, I will say when I click on profile right now, it does take me to the profile for Danny Richardson. But I think there, you probably just takes a minute to work. Oh, they just give it, you just gotta refresh a little bit. Yo, it totally, now it takes me to my profile. Let's go. Yo, we finally got the right Twitter username. Bless up Twitter HQ. Love ya. Would you look at that? The end of an era. No. But I did get at Northern Lion instead of at Northern Lion LP. Now all we gotta do is wait for verification to roll in, baby. I don't mind updating the social information everywhere. That's easy enough. That's exciting. That's great news. Look at that. Branding has improved already. Dang, that tweet's blowing up. Oh man, this is doing numbers right now. What did they do to the guy who had the handle? It doesn't matter, he's not famous. When you're famous, you just do whatever you want. It's no problem. That'll be like a good way for me to send off the stream. I'll be like, thank you, and I'm out of here. Ape together strong. That's a bop. Have they used that in like a house sample? That could, what is house music? Anybody else out there have no idea what the difference between house, electronica, techno, drum and bass, and like all acid jazz? Like what the heck are all these genres, man? Everybody else is afraid to ask, because if you ask, you're instantly obviously like not cool. I'm not afraid to ask. I know two genres of electronic music. IDM and ambient. That's all I got. They're all very different. Are they though? Or is it just, is it like, people are like, that's not math rock, that's shoegaze-tinted post-rock, you know? It's the same thing. Call it what it is, you know, deliberately improperly tuned guitar music for nerds, okay? Different beat style? Or like the difference between like a waltz and a rumba, maybe? Dun 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 do 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 do. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I'm literally just looking at chat. As soon as I unlocked Tainted Maggie, my brain said we're taking the rest of the night off. My last brain cell gave up like Peter Parker in Spider-Man 2 when he used his spider webbing to hold the subway car from going off the track, and then the rest of the New Yorkers have to carry him back, and they go like, careful, he's a hero. Careful, he's bald. I'm here to tell you, if you're going, what happened to Variety, Pog, my Variety? I was looking at my spreadsheet last night of the stuff that I've played, and honestly, I find that the complaints about a lack of variety, certainly there's less variety, but we did pretty well on Variety recently. We did chess last week. We did siege. Even within Isaac, we did some co-op. We played Rain on My Parade. We played Type Racer. Like, we got some extra stuff going on, man. Like, it's not, we're not just playing Repentance. It's like probably 85% Repentance, but we're working it. So we played Say No More last Sunday. Yeah, we're still working it through. Anyway, for anybody that hasn't been following, we did come to an unbelievable realization on Friday. And I'm not going to put my wife on blast for this. She started doing me, you know, we've got a division of labor thanks to the baby. She started making the cold brew for me when she noticed that the cold brew was out. Very nice gesture. Unfortunately, there was some misinterpretation of the recipe. And we found out on Friday that for the last 6 weeks, essentially, I've been drinking cold brew that was one quarter the strength of the cold brew that I was used to. And honestly, it was like one of those eureka moments where like everything fell into place. There's no denying. I too was like, why am I a little bit more irritable? It doesn't, you know, it feels like I should be a little bit more resilient to stuff than this. Also, why, you know, every morning am I so phlegmy? Like I was having these phlegm moments where I was just like, I don't know, I just don't feel like quite right. Like I don't feel sick, I just feel like kind of off. And then every symptom essentially lined up with under caffeination. So we made cold brew with, you know, you hesitate to call it the proper amount of caffeine, because, you know, of course, for some people in chat, there is no proper amount of caffeine. You have to live your life like CM Punk, otherwise it's invalid. But the caffeine that I had this morning, oh my God, I feel like a new man. This is like the first, it feels like the very first time all over again. Like I accidentally took a caffeine tolerance break and I'm like, I'm back. I was like, you know, I'm getting, you know, headaches and stuff like that, and like prior to the proper caffeination, and I was just like, I was getting tired a lot faster. And people are like, how do you not notice? Well, you don't think about it, right? You're like, did I have my coffee this morning? Yeah, I had my coffee this morning. So why am I feeling like I haven't had my coffee? And then you're like, I don't want to drink too much coffee to, like, you know, try to make it feel right, you know? It's just one of the, when you assume it's sorted, you kind of like, but it's like troubleshooting, you know? It's like when you don't think that the problem could be that you haven't reset your modem, then you don't even worry about it, you know? You just, you say that can't possibly be it. It's got to be something else. Hey, Vencia, thanks for the gifted subscriptions. Thank you. It did taste a little different, but it always tastes different. Like every batch of cold brew is like its own beast. You know, so some slight differences in concentration or consistency, you kind of, you know, it's par for the course. Yeah, it's you know, it's a microbrew. Oh, you can knock enemies into the wall, too. You really think I won't knock you up against the wall? Okay, phrasing on that one. Thanks for nothing, Prism Mike. You got me caught in the bonk hammer. You made me get an accidental bonk. Thanks for nothing. Dude, I gotta tell you, I've got media anecdotes and everything as well. Like, Cade and I watched the first half of the 50 Shades of Grey movie on Saturday night. I had always heard that movie was bad. Only by watching it did I realize how actually bad it is. Like, it has some of the worst writing in a movie I've ever experienced in my entire life. Actually, not a terrible movie. Don't care, didn't ask, plus you're horny. Okay, I'm sorry, that we didn't have to go that far. But it is not like just... Like, Twilight is not good. I've only seen New Moon. Twilight is not good, but it's also made for not my demographic, right? It's made for a young adult audience for the most part. So, you know, no sweat. 50 Shades of Grey is definitely made for adults based on the fact that the entire middle third of the movie is just literally like fornication scene after fornication. But it's like so unbelievably badly written. Like it's almost just like it's scary. Like Christian Grey talks like a robot and is like way too forward. And I know you're probably like, I mean, that's the point. It's like, it's a horny thing, but like literally, you know, on the second date that they go on, he's like, yeah, get in my helicopter. Where are we going? Oh, don't worry about it. Also, you know, like, I'm going to take you to a city that, you know, you don't even live in, and then just stay over at my penthouse. I mean, like, they're in love or whatever, so it's okay, but it's written as, like, I would say what a teenager's fantasy of what romance is like. I don't know. As an adult, I was just like, yo, Christian Grey, you know, you can't just take me out of this city on, like, a Thursday. You know, I got work in the morning, like, I got roots, I got, you know, I can't just, go on a surprise, I guess she was a student, but still. Anyway. It's, you can tell it has its roots in fan fiction, let's put it that way. And then, like, I read the synopsis of the sequels, because I was like, I gotta know where this goes, and it's crazy, man. It becomes, like, corporate espionage and kidnapping and stuff like that. It's very strange. Yeah, Christian Grey, come on. I can't leave Portland, man. My sourdough starter needs to be fed. Bro, my Scoby's going to die. Anyway, it's like, yeah, and it wasn't, I don't know. I mean, what do I know, right? Again, this is also not really made for my demographic. I think it's made for, like, horny aunts. But I was like, I don't know, this guy isn't, he's just kind of, he's a weirdo. Is that the fantasy you have, is getting seduced by, like, the weirdest man on earth? Just once I would have liked to have, like, heard him be like, you know, like, if Christian Grey just sneezed, like, at one point during the movie, I would have been like, hey, at least he's, like, a normal human being. I was waiting for him to get, like, a nosebleed, but it would be, like, Ridley Scott style, like, alien milk. Like, it's just, it's crazy. He's like Lil Wayne's worst album. He is not a human being. Anyway, we also finished The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. No disrespect. The way I described it in today's Isaac episode, I said I thought it was okay, but on a Marvel scale, from Thor 2 to Thor Ragnarok, it ends up somewhere around Ant-Man and the Wasp. No spoilers, you know, it just, so parts of it were just, like, a little half-baked, I guess. And then I was kind of reading, like, why it might be a little half-baked, and people were like, oh, originally, like, there was supposed to be, like, a plot where, like, they were gonna, like, genetically engineer, like, a virus that would eliminate 50% of the world's population in order to, like, you know, re-engineer the Thanos snap or something like that. And I was like, okay, that, you know, I can understand why they might have considered it necessary to kind of rework the plot there once COVID started to pick up. Yeah, also, what happened to the boat, man? I'm only watching for the boat at this point. Oh, you got him? Oh, okay, I got him. Yeah, that's what I said. I got him. Easily. There was some cool stuff in it, but I was like, you know, I don't know. I ended up having watched both of the series now. I'm like, or both of the Marvel, like Disney Plus Marvel series. WandaVision was, left a better taste in my mouth for sure. But, you know, it still wasn't bad. Looking forward to seeing what goes on with Loki. Hopefully it's some kind of, like, intergalactic heist movie or something. I will say, I was laughing at myself. Like, I take myself seriously, but I also have a great ability to mock myself. For example, I'm bald. But, like, one of my main criticisms that I had about the finale of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, without spoiling anything, is that it was, like, so on the nose. I was like, come on, you don't need to, like, just come out and say it like that constantly. And then, you know, like the audience is smart. They can figure it out. And then I realized, like, you know, you're watching a movie, or a TV show, I should say, about, like, a man with wings who's called the Falcon. And I was like, maybe they do need to come out and say it. You know, maybe this is it's the sort of thing where they don't really do subtext in these sorts of properties. And instead, they simply do supertext. I saw Anthony Mackie at a film festival once, and he seemed like kind of a D-hole. Look, I got nothing for or against, and, well, no, I have two things against Anthony Mackie, okay? One of them is He was in that Black Mirror episode that made me lose all hope that the series would ever be good ever again. Yes, Striking Vipers, that's correct. And then the other one is in Avengers Endgame, his goatee was weird. That's not meant as an insult, like, to him as a human being. I more just wonder what the heck, like, the, I don't know if it was wardrobe or whatever, but, like, what they were thinking when they were like, hey, give him this weird beard. It just did not work for his face at all, and I found it very strange. But apart from that, you know, he's an actor. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like if I were an actor, I don't know if I would necessarily be that nice of a guy either. Like, if you saw me at a film festival or something like that. I just think, like, you know, if you got into it, like, for acting, and then they're like, hey, come out to the red carpet at the Telluride Film Festival. By the way, if you have low blood sugar, like, people will hold it against you and post about it on Reddit for, like, a decade afterwards. You'd be like, man, can I just, like, stay home? I guess it's part of the job, but... Oh, like you're doing right now? Yeah, no, I'm like... I mean, I've never had a fan interaction where I was a dick, for sure. I mean, I'm just, like... I'm only an asshole to my friends. You know, to strangers, I'm very polite. Although, you know, if you take too long in the grocery store, I might talk about it afterwards. But, like, I treat strangers politely. I just, you know, occasionally strike too close to the bone on my friends. But then I apologize quickly afterwards. At least the way I, by my standards, at least. But still, I don't know, even being, like, Z-list famous, I guess I'm cognizant of the fact that, like, if you ever had a bad day in public and, like, you know, snapped at somebody, even if, you know, you kind of felt like they deserved it, like, it could become the kind of thing that would be used against you, like, forever. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like this is not going to be the most popular take, but sometimes I'm like, you know, celebrity's a little weird. Not to say that I have experience with, like, Anthony Mackie-level celebrity. I've never been in the Hurt Locker. Or Striking Vipers, for that matter. But it's like, you know, you're an actor, but then, like, your job is not just acting. Your job is also, like, you know, being part of the marketing machine and being judged for it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not trying to say he's got it hard. It's just kind of a weird ancillary duty to have when you're a celebrity. I guess, like, the way I'm thinking about it is, like, you know... If you have, like, a good job in public, it's not enough to just be, like... Or if you have a good job, it's not just enough to be good at the job. You also have to, like, never have a bad day in public. Otherwise, people are like, hey, didn't you realize that, like, the other part of being in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is that even if a fan is being, like, weird to you, you can never snap at them because then it means you're not appreciative of your lot in life. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's just kind of, like... Maybe he's just hungry. Maybe he's a dickhole. I don't know. Even if he's a dickhole, you know, or a little impolite or whatever, you know, he's just playing a man with wings. It's not that big of a deal. To me, at least. But, you know, I wasn't the person that that he said, oh, like you're doing right now, to. Oh, no. Okay, hold on. Yeah, maybe he accidentally had one quarter of the cold brew he was supposed to have. You ever think about that? No one ever considers that. Anyway, that's my thoughts on the anonymous story of Anthony Mackie maybe being a little bit of a dick at a film festival. Suffice it to say, I give him a little, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt, not knowing the specifics of the story. Like you're doing right now? I just want to see what this card is, man. A little bit of a deck? You mind a check cleanse, you little bitch? So he gets a pass because he puts on some weird wings on TV? No, it's more like, I guess it's less of a pass and more of like the idea that, you know, if you see someone being an a-hole in public and they're not an actor, you don't go like, oh, I saw this dentist being a butthole. You just go, hey, I saw, you know, someone was having a bad day in public. If anything, I'm just saying, you know, you treat them like the same way you would treat somebody else having a bad day. You make fun of them, you know, behind their back. Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, again, without knowing the story, I'm not saying there's no times that, you know, celebrities like snap on people in public. Like, I think we've all heard, and by all, I mean me, 5,000 times, which is approximately one per capita. The Alec Baldwin's voicemail where he yells at his own like 12-year-old daughter and calls her a little bitch, you know? That one definitely comes across as some heavy weirdo energy. That being said, there are some times where I'm sure, like, you know, some of the stories of celebrities behaving badly in public, I bet it's actually like the person that like is telling the story came across like a little weird, you know, like they were just like hanging out with their kids at like a baseball game or something like that. And then they were like, oh, George Clooney, do you have anything to say about Batman? Do you have anything to say? Remember when you were in that terrible Batman movie? What do you think about that? And you're probably like, hey, man, just trying to watch my kid play baseball or something here. I mean, this is a perfect straw, man. This situation, I literally just made it up in my head, but there is the great story, though, about, it was like, have you ever had, I saw it on Reddit, have you ever had an interaction with a celebrity? And then it was, this guy was like, yeah, I was at this gym at like 5 a.m. in Los Angeles, and it was just me. And then, wouldn't you know it, John Travolta came in and started making, like, conversation with me and, you know, asking to spot me and stuff like that. And everyone was like, dude, I don't think John Travolta was there to work out, man. Like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think he came in to get his reps in. I think he was there for an alternative purpose, which again is fine, but it's just that the guy had no idea, and then he had a picture with John Travolta as well. It's so good. Yeah, it's like, hey, buddy, I think John Travolta has a gym at home, to be honest with you. Why was John Travolta there? It would be irresponsible to speculate. Bill Murray once came up to me and stole one of my French fries, and then he said, "Nobody will ever believe you." Yeah, no. Okay, we've all heard the story about Bill Murray. I got on the elevator with Bill Murray, and he got off on the fifth floor, and then before he got off, he hit every button on the elevator and said, "No one will ever believe you." What's the other copy pasta? The one that's like, "Fine, I'm not hungry anyway." Bill Murray, I don't know. He seems... Look, it's tough, right? I think that if... When you're 25 and worried about the fact that you're going to change into like a responsible adult when you get older, the idea of, you know, being Bill Murray at age 70 is kind of inspiring, right? He's going to South by Southwest... And, you know, getting behind the bar and making the drinks and stuff like that. And no matter what people order, he just gives them like a shot of tequila or something like that. You know, it sounds cool. But also, like, I feel like if my grandpa was like, if I heard that story about my grandpa, I'd be like, are you like spiraling right now? Are you okay? Like, do you need to talk to somebody? It's just, I mean, it's kind of cool, maybe. And dare I suggest maybe even a little based, but also like it could be like a cry for help as well. I don't know. I don't really want to be, and it's fine if you want to be like that at 70. I don't really want to be like that at 70. I want to wear like, you know, I want to wear windbreakers and shorts and like go on walks every day and like, you know, just be kind of like boring, I guess, is... That's what I want at 70. Yeah, I want to... Dude, honestly, like, the older I get, the more that the idea of, like, those... Not a retirement home that's, like, a nursing home, but a retirement home that's just kind of, like, a cool community for, like, you know, for seniors. It sounds kind of fun, right? Lawn bowling. Like, you can't do lawn bowling, like, without an excuse until you enter your 70s. You know, we're in the middle of COVID right now. There's this... There's a hot button issue in Vancouver. You know what it is? There's a park in Port Moody, which is a suburb outside of Vancouver. It's its own city. I guess it's not a suburb. But and there's a tennis court. People are mad because instead of playing tennis at the tennis court, there's some senior citizens there playing pickleball. And I guess pickleball is like a lot louder than tennis. Like the ball makes a much more annoying smacking sound or something like that. And I'm like, dude, these sounds like the kind of problems that like I want to have when I'm 70. I want to be, like, complaining to Kate. I want to be like, why the heck, you know, just let us play pickleball. What's the problem, you know? Or I want to be like, how dare they play pickleball? I mean, I'm not saying you can't play pickleball, but, like, why so loud, you know? Like, I want to be on either side of that debate, man. That's in, you know, they're living in, like, a different world with fake problems. It sounds kind of nice, honestly. What side are you on? I don't know. Like, I mean, the obvious choice to begin with is who cares? But I'll admit, I don't actually know, like, I don't actually know how loud pickleball is. So I couldn't hypothesize. But, you know, if it's insanely loud and there's, like, you know, the court is right next to your house or something like that, then I can understand why you would feel annoyed that it disturbs the peace a little bit. But my hunch is that I'd be like, hey, you know, when you live in a place that has a large amount of population, you gotta you know, accept that sometimes you're gonna hear noise, you know. That's when you get the good parts of a metropolitan area, you gotta accept the bad parts as well. Did he say he liked it? Are you talking about 50 Shades of Grey, Kate? He said it was really bad. I mean, it's not really bonk, it's almost like anti-bonk. I had to go to bed, but Kate stayed up and watched a little more. And then when she came to bed, she said, and this is, you know, if you're watching with the young crowd out there, you might want to cover their ears temporarily. But she came to bed and said, what's vaginal fisting? And I said, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like. And then she was like, no. And I was like, yeah, I think, you know. I don't know the specifics of it, but I'm pretty sure, you know, it's one of those things that's eponymously named. It's named after itself. This is also, like, I take a great amount of pride in knowing that we're, like, one of the few streamers who's truly lived, you know? It's a weird one, for sure. This isn't living. There's more to living than only surviving, Sydney. I'm not there, but I'm still trying. If you feel something, I don't know the rest of the words in this song. It's called Staring at the Sun. Oh, it's by The Offspring. It's track 3 on Americana, the same album that has Pretty Fly for a White Guy. And Why Don't You Get a Job? How does he know the track number? Dude, I went on a road trip. Kid, this is a real kids these days moment, so I apologize. I went on a road trip with my grandparents to Nova Scotia. You know, it was like a 4-day drive or something like that. In order to entertain me, they took me to Walmart and they said, you can buy one CD. It was just me, my Discman, one CD, and an infinite supply of AA batteries to keep me going. And I just listened to Staring at the Sun, or I listened to Americana the whole time. I know every song on the album, like, beat for beat. In the scheme of life, we're all just brothers. Rehabilitate with all the others. Oh, will I see you? It's like, and I don't even like that album. /marker. Pop ruins another one.